Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Dempsey Breakfast Show. My name is Ray Foley, however, because Ian is living his best life somewhere close to a beach, and that's fine, but as long as he comes back on Monday. You know, a lot of younger and more enthusiastic up-and-coming young presenters on the radio would be, they'd see filling in for Ian Dempsey as an opportunity, you know, a shot at the big time, a chance to prove their mettle, to play hardball with the big guns. But let me tell you, Arden, my guns are not big and my ball is not hard. I play softball with the small guns. And you know what? I'm perfectly fine swimming in the shallow end of the talent pool. I'm just too old to prove myself. Text and WhatsApps for your Wednesday morning. 0874-100-102. Let's be having you. It is Wednesday, the 26th of July, 2023. On the way for you this morning, Anne-Marie and Shania Twain, Beyonce and George Ezra. Let's start with Martin Solveig. Good morning.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM, playing the music you love. That's Anne-Marie and Shania Twain and Unhealthy. I tell you what's unhealthy, a 7-hour time difference. You got Dermot, you got your Dave, you got your various associated Dermot and Dave gang members. Live from Australia from 9 o'clock this morning. They're in Perth cheering on the girls in green. All with thanks to Sky, proud partner and supporter of our women's national football team. And we're playing Canada around lunchtime today. And of course, Dermot and Dave have front row seats at all of the celebrations in Australia as they're happening. You can check out the Dermot and Dave Out Believe Tour podcast now, wherever you get your podcasts. Actually, the boys were chatting to Vera Pau, talking about the team's growth.
Well, we've grown now 4 years and we stand on the shoulders of all the ones before us. It is... We're part of it. If you're part of it, you're good enough. If you're good enough, then you embrace it and you go for it for whatever result it then comes. But yeah, we are constantly ready for the next step, and that is amazing in this squad.
We gotta put them under pressure. Sorry, Vera's accent is nothing like Jack Charlton's, but she is inspirational. Definitely worth the listen. Check out the podcast and turn on Dermot and Dave from 9 o'clock this morning.
75,000. Virtual insanity is why we love you. Scooby-Doo,
Scooby-Doo, is a Jamiroquai virtual insanity. This is Today FM. Of course, it's not virtual at this hour of the morning. It's very much real. 29 minutes past 6. Ray Foley filling in for Ian Dempsey. Good day, good morning, and welcome to Wednesday. I'm Ray, there's JP.
Morning.
I went out for a little walk yesterday. Just a little walk, just a kind of a... sort of shake the cobwebs off. Try and
stretch the legs.
Stretch the legs. Try and stay awake. Do you know, just kind of stay awake, stay alert.
Uh-huh.
And I swallow. I didn't swallow. I inhaled like a big midgie.
Protein.
Like a fly. No, yeah. I didn't swallow it. I inhaled it.
Oh, you breathed it. So it's still in there.
It went into my...
lungs.
My air system. I don't know what happens to a fly once it goes in there.
I have absolutely no idea. Yeah.
I was walking around. I was out on, like, you know, just out for the walk with the dog on the lead. Ha! Ha! Ha!
Trying to just sneeze it back out, do you think?
I have no idea. Right. I don't know if I got him up. I don't know if he's in there still.
Right.
I don't know if I'm carrying around a mayfly now. I don't know if it's a may... It's like a big midgie, you know, the kind of... It wasn't a fly, it wasn't a blue ball or anything.
Like a clag.
Sorry, what?
A clag.
A clag is clogged, John Paul. Right. The clag is clogged. He's in me now. If any medical experts is listening this morning, where does it go once it's in, when it's in your lungs? Like, is it stuck in a bronchiole in there somewhere? Otherwise, for Wednesday, mostly clear.
And a drummer from County Antrim has beat his own world record by playing for 150 hours. That except.
Hang on, I got this.
Yeah.
How did you do that good?
Do you know what that is, Ray? Oh. That is quality, not quantity.
That, I suppose,
you couldn't do that for 150
I have to do
hours.
That for a longer time.
Yeah.
Hang on. You got so much rhythm, Ray. Wow.
You've got nothing on Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl has nothing on you, Ray.
Dave Grohl has absolutely nothing. I've got nothing on Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl has nothing on me. How long? This fellow in Northern Ireland.
150 hours. Ooh. So 45-year-old Alistair Brown topped his previous record of 134 hours. You'd be wrecked.
I'm wrecked already.
Yeah, that was only 2 minutes.
So many different drum styles. Jazz.
Versatile. Yeah. I'm like that young fella in that film with JJ What's-His-Face.
Whiplash.
Whiplash. Yeah. And my fingers are... Look at, I've got calluses
bleeding.
There.
Yeah.
Look at that, Quisha. Wow. More callus there.
That's a sport. More at 7.
You beauty. Thank you, Philip. All right, loves. You're A to Z at 6:33, slightly later than advertised. Here's how it works. We spin the wheel. We got a letter. And that'll be the first letter of your song. You right?
Yeah.
Are you right there, Michael? Are you right? who's spinning? Is it me or you today?
Do you know what? Why don't you spin it?
I'll give it a good hoosh.
Yeah. Huh? Huh? Oh, that's good. That's legal.
That's a legal spin. Mm. Oh. You're Marty Whelan. Oh. That's a legal spin.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Lads, yeah. Your A to Z this morning is G. G this morning. G for... Getting jiggy with us.
Big Willie Styles already. Getting jiggy with it.
If you like this, text 0874-100-102.
Getting jiggy with it.
G for good riddance. Brackets, time of your life.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
And your final G track this morning. Got the feeling. For five.
You got the feeling, let's stop the dreaming. Oh, we're getting down.
We never play this. We usually play the other five tracks. We never play this one.
Make it feel all right.
Tremendous song.
Is there something you'd like to contribute there?
It's a stomper.
We've got three songs beginning with G there for you. All you got to do is pick one. 0874-100-102. Do you want Will Smith?
Big Willie Styles already. Getting jiggy with it.
Do you want Green Day?
It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Or do you want five and got the feeling?
You've got the feeling, let's stop the dreaming. Oh, we're getting down tonight.
0874.
Just round the corner, tell me if you wanna fight. We'll make it feel
0874-100-102. You choose, I'll play for you in a few minutes. Outkast and Hey Yeah. This is Today FM. Count us in.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Foley. Sam Smith, Unholy. Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good morning. Welcome on in. Raymond Foley on for Ian Dempsey at 6:43. Someone said to me yesterday, he said, why do you always say Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey? Because it's a mark of respect. This is my show. This is Ian's show. And it's a mark of respect for the big guy. And just letting you know as well, the devastated listener, he's coming back. It's fine. This is just a fill-in situation. Inhaling a fly. It was, just to reiterate, it wasn't like a big blue bottle or a wasp or a honeybee of any kind. It was like a midgey, but a big midgey. Do you know what I mean? Kind of like a, almost moth-like. I inhaled it.
Oh.
It didn't go into, I didn't swallow it. It didn't go into my digestive system. It went into my lung. It went down the breathing passage. Because I was walking along, mouth open, and I sucked it in that way.
And you're positive you didn't cough it out?
I did a lot of hacking, and there was no indication.
He, she, or they are in there.
Yeah.
If it flies back out of you now, that's going to be a bit disturbing.
It could be amazing. Imagine if a whole family came
out. No, that wouldn't be good.
And it fluttered around the studio. It would be like that, the Green Mile. That's what it would be like.
Yeah.
You know, the golden... I can't do the voice. I can't do the voice. Terrible. Niall's over there. Niall, good morning.
Oh, JP, I never heard it called a clag before. We always call it a clag.
JP called it a clag, yeah. What is it?
Or a horsefly.
Horsefly.
A clag or a clag.
They're big, though. You wouldn't want to swallow
one of those. I didn't swallow. It wasn't that big. Like I said, it was a big midgey. It wasn't a regular-sized midgey, though. Like, a midgey's tiny.
Was it one of those flying ants?
Jeez, it could have been... No.
Because always hooked up with somebody else, to be fair. They travel in pairs, those lads.
And Dave's over there. David.
Embrace David from Oliver.
I know it is. Now just say that, David, for the love of God.
Embrace free protein.
Right.
And Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Hey. I won't be getting much protein out of a big midgie, though, would I?
Not really, no.
And he's in my lung, Dave. He's not. He hasn't gone in. He hasn't gone into the tum-tum. I don't know, how much protein can you get through your lungs? Do you know what I mean? You can't breathe protein, Dave. A2Z, your final chance to get on this. 0874-100-102. The letter is G. It's getting jiggy with it.
Big Willie Styles all in it. Getting jiggy with it.
Or good riddance, time of your life.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Or got the feeling.
You got the feeling.
From five. JP's counting your texts this morning. What songs do you want? 0874-100-102. I will play for you next.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
What a song. Five, got the feeling. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good morning, it's 9 minutes to 7 o'clock. Ray on for Ian Dempsey, and Stephen's over there doing the... Oh, trying to do the voice, the Green Mile voice. I was saying that I inhaled a big midgie, and there could be a whole family of them about to burst out, akin to John Coffey, the character in the Green Mile, as he cures that lady from her illness, and then it fly all the little mozzies fly, the little golden mosquitoes fly around that's what's going to happen. We're flying around the studio here.
Okay, yeah.
This place here is much like a prison cell.
Yeah,
very much so. Yeah. It's quite like show. This is the Irish radio equivalent of Shawshank,
right?
Filling in for Ian on this Wednesday rather. Stephen, though, is over there on the voice note. Stephen?
Ray.
Yeah.
I can help to get that out of you, Ray.
Right.
But you're a bad man, Ray. You're going to keep it in you for life.
That's true.
Today FM's travel update. With something
that I just need something. Leanne.
That I just need something that's real.
It's called Don't Say Love. What happens if I say love?
Well, just don't. Actually, you just did. I guess we'll find out.
Leanne, and Don't Say That Word. Today FM, playing the music you love. It's a song I like. It's grand. There you go. We skirted around the issue. It is Today FM at 2 minutes to 7 o'clock. We got your kickstart song on the way for you next.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, give it up and give it up loud for Adele Brennan in County Meath this morning. Adele, you're live.
Hello, Ray. Hi, Dippy. Hello.
Good morning, madam. How are you today?
We're good.
Who's we? Who's with you?
I have Joe on my knee. He wanted to get in on the action.
The husband,
okay.
Yeah. No, not the husband. He's gone to watch.
How old is Joe?
Joe is... What age are you, Joe?
How old, Joe?
Three.
Yeah,
good age.
Joe's in... He wouldn't be in school yet, no?
He's in preschool. He's going into senior preschool now in September.
All right, okay. Into babies, is it?
No, preschool.
All right, okay. So he's still going to be in preschool. Stick him on there for a second, can you?
Yes, hello, Joe.
There we go.
All bets are off.
Hello, Joe.
Say hi. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Have you had your brekkie?
Not yet, we're just off.
All right, you're only out of the bed. Hair pointing all over the place. Flock of seagulls. Anyone else in the house you want to say hello to this morning?
We have Patrick, who is 5. He's sitting watching Spidey and his amazing friends.
His amazing friends, yeah, fair enough.
And Harry, who's 7 months.
Oh, wow, you've got a full house. Fair play to you. Jakers, do you sleep at all?
No.
I'm just up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, fair play, and you've got a busy house. What are you doing today, aside from minding the kids? You have any plans?
We don't know yet. We're hopefully, maybe if the weather stays nice, we might get out to the playground for a little while.
Yeah, always a good idea. Burn off some energy.
Oh, definitely.
Try and get them to sleep. Get those naps in. Right, well, I love your kickstart song this morning. Perfect Wednesday stuff. So what I'll do is, Edel, I'll hand over to you. You tell me to hit that button whenever you're ready, okay?
Perfect, Ray. Thank you.
Away you go.
This is the boys' choice, not mine. This is their Minions song, and they want to say a big shout out to all the kids in Dunera, King's Court, in their preschool and creche. And Ray, play Pharrell Williams' Happy, aka the Minions song. Hit that button, Ray.
Yeah. Well done, madam. Have a lovely day, Del.
Thank you.
Bye. Your kickstart song this morning, Pharrell Williams and Happy. You're on Today FM playing the music you love. Morning, it's 11 minutes past 7 o'clock for Wednesday. That was chosen by Edel. Well, it wasn't actually chosen by Edel at all. She was being the ultimate mammy. And she let her kids, the boys, choose the song this morning, of course, from the Despicable Me soundtrack. Happy Pharrell Williams. Good morning, friends. Text or WhatsApps this morning, 087-4100-102. Your voice notes as well. Love to hear you. Martina's on the road this morning. Huh?
Hello, Rain JP. Morning to you.
Morning.
Myself and the husband are on our way up to the airport. We're heading to Bristol for my nephew's wedding.
Oh, very nice.
To Matthew and Emma. So all the gang are heading up as well. So hello to all the Mannions and Conroy's heading over. We'll see you all at the airport. Bye.
Bye. Enjoy the trip. Fly safe. Bristol might get some good weather over the next few days, wouldn't it?
That's England, but near Wales, I believe. I don't know the forecast for Wales, right, or England.
Yeah, you've come to the wrong place for your Bristol forecast, but south of England, surely get some nice weather for the wedding. Fingers crossed. Make some nice photographs. 0874-100-102. Talk about inhaling a fly as well, or at least a large midgie. Enda says, if the fly is still in you, Ray, surely you'd be buzzing this morning.
Well.
Thank you, sir. And hey, lads, morning from the Murphys en route to the airport. Jeez, everyone's going away. It feels like everyone's going away. It's sickening. Morning from the Murphys en route to the airport, heading off to be roasted out of it in Spain. First family holiday in 7 years. Let's go. From Karen. Karen, enjoy the holiday. Thanks so much for the text. Thanks for turning on today, FM. Let's have a look at the front pages of your newspapers for Wednesday, the 26th of July. And we'll start with the Girls in Green's performance in Australia, taking on Canada around lunchtime today. Dermot and Dave live from Perth at around, they're on at 9, and then the game then is around lunchtime, like I say. Right, Irish Independent has the Girls in Green make or break day for girls at World Cup. Ireland players Denise O'Sullivan, Katie McCabe and Grace Maloney photographed with their thumbs up. Showing lots of thumbs all over the place.
Very positive.
In an upward direction, it's got to be said. And the Irish Independent also has keep low profile on Dublin's streets. US warns its citizens. American citizens have been issued a warning about their personal safety in light of several incidents of violence in Dublin city centre recently. Yeah, I think Dublin's getting a bad rap. I mean, any major city in the world. I've been to Paris, I've been to Berlin. People are saying, you know, more Gardaí on the streets. It needs to be safer. Yeah, absolutely. Someone getting attacked and life-changing injuries has been reported, this American fella. It's awful. But I've been in cities where I've found myself in situations where it's like, oh, this isn't safe. This isn't, this is a bit dodgy. And you got to mind yourself. Similarly, though, I've lived in Dublin city centre and I've never had issue. Are any issues, I suppose, but people do need to be mindful and be aware and be educated on where to go. Like, talk to the locals, talk to your taxi drivers, talk to your bus drivers, and make sure you are always taking care and vigilant about your own personal safety.
I think the stats bear out that Dublin is as safe or safer than most international cities. But walking through Dublin city centre at 5 o'clock in the morning, careful, yeah. Heading to work, you do need to have your wits about you.
The Irish Daily... Well, you could bump into JP on his way to work at CFM. That'd be a horror show. The Irish Daily Mail, Gardaí fear new hate laws will mean more desk work. Hate crime legislation will drastically increase the workload for Gardaí and they'll have less time for ordinary policing duties. Winehouse dad speaks of split on the toll of Amy's troubles. Amy Winehouse photographed on the Mail this morning. Girls in Green on the Irish Daily Star. They're on the Irish Daily Mirror. And thumbs up on the Irish Sun as well this morning. Come on, Girls in Green. Irish Examiner as well has the thumbs. The Irish Times as well. Foreplay. This is the Coldplay debacle yesterday. Oh, yeah. Such a load of nonsense. Seriously, if you got your codes, you went on, you were like, great, I've got it. Oh, no, hang on. If you didn't have the code and you went on the Coldplay website, you're like, ah, it's grand, I don't have a code. It's snowball's chance in hell of getting tickets for gigs next year. But they're doing four gigs now. There was talk of them doing two, then they announced a third and fourth. Ticket frenzy as Coldplay announced four Irish gigs. Croker Paradise. Well, it's not paradise for those people that didn't manage to get photographs. Claire Burns on the front of the Irish Sun. Claire, my social media abuse hell.
You've had social media hell before, Ray, haven't you?
Any time I look at social media, it's hell for me. And it's usually those influencers eating food. Let me tell you the top three places to eat in Dublin. And then there's stuff on their face
and you can hear it.
Drinking cocktails, slurping on cocktails. It's very upsetting, aren't you? That's my social media hell. Joel Curry, Today FM. Joel Curry and Lonely, this is Today FM playing the music you love on Gift Grub yesterday morning. Radio Roy was in Australia ahead of that Canada game this afternoon.
We'll be glued to the screen for the Girls in Green.
It's Radio Roy, Women's World Cup Special, live from Australia.
I don't care what Dermot and Dave are doing, Dennis.
Right, they're coming up with content every day.
Content?
Dave did a thing with kangaroos there yesterday.
Kangaroos?
But they're knocking it out of the park, Roy, with their Australian-based content.
Dennis, I don't care if Dermot and Dave are abseiling naked down the side of the Sydney Opera House, right, playing with their didgeridoo.
Okay.
This is a football tournament.
Okay.
And credit to the Irish girls at the end of the day, they need a result against Canada. So who have we got?
Leo Varadkar.
Okay. Hello, Leo?
Yes, thank you. I want to wish the Irish
girls... Hold on just a second. I'll come to you in a second, okay?
Oh, sorry.
I think we got the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on the line as well, do we?
Hey, such an honour to be on your show, Roy.
J-Dog. Hi, it's Leo.
Leo?
Remember, we went running together.
Oh, yeah, the funny socks guy. I didn't know you liked women's soccer.
Oh, yes, I'm passionate about Irish ladies football.
Oh, cool.
Okay, Mr. Trudeau, a message for your team, please.
Yeah, thanks. I just want to wish the Canucks and head coach Bev Priestman all the best. Our captain Christine and Gabriella, Adriana, all the players, good friends of mine. Good luck against a really great Irish team.
Okay, Leo, your message, please.
What message?
What message? You said you were passionate about Irish ladies football at the end of the day.
Oh, yes, of course. We'll all be glued to our screens tonight.
You mean Wednesday afternoon?
Of course, with the time difference. Yeah, of course. I wish all the players well.
Okay, like which one specifically?
Katie Taylor.
McCabe,
of course. Sorry, Katie Taylor is the runner, of course.
And, boxer. Who else?
Melanie Roach.
Stephanie Roach.
Amazing player, yes, of course.
She's not playing.
No, because of the injury.
She's a pundit.
Yes, and the punditry. Of course, sorry.
Any message to the coach?
The coach?
Vera,
yes, of course. We're all fully behind Vera Duckworth. #
Jesus.
Koi gig.
Okay, let's get some good luck messages from some real Irish football people.
How are you? Robbie Keane here, in front of the Whalen Wall in Jerusalem. Best of luck to all the Irish girls from everyone here over in Israel. Shalom.
All right. Mick McCarthy here on a beach waiting patiently for that phone to ring before the first but sadly inevitable managerial casualty of the new season, allowing me to springboard my way effortlessly but fabulously to another incredible payday. Best of luck, Vera. And who knows, I might be coming for your gig soon. Oh, that were quick. Mick McCarthy, managerial services at your disposal.
Okay, well, we're all rooting for the Irish girls. Just time for the competition. Who have we got, please?
Hi, Anne.
Hi, Anne. Line two.
How are you, Roy? It's Con here.
She's Anne and Con. I don't know how you get through, lads. I really don't. But anyway,
sorry, Roy.
First in.
Yep.
Which two-legged marsupial, at the end of the day, is native to Australia?
Ken Doherty.
No, Anne. Marsupial.
Ryan Gosling.
No. Two legs. He hops up and down.
Michael Flatley.
No. Look, he was on a TV show years ago. Skinny. He hops up and down. TV show. Skinny. He tucks everything into his pouch.
Ryan Tuberty.
Get lost, Con.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
I see ya. Hold tight.
Spice Girls, spice up your life. Today FM, playing the music you love, spicing up your Wednesday morning. Good day, I'm Ray Foley, there's JP.
How are you?
How you doing? Spice Girls not getting back together, apparently. Victoria Beckham has thrown cold water on the rumours they're going to get, because Victoria doesn't need it. She's a full-time Beckham.
She teased us by singing Spice Girls at that karaoke thing the other day, though.
Just love the Spice Girls. I like this. I like the first album. That's the first song.
You like
this.
Their early stuff, do you?
I like... I used to love the Spice Girls before they sold out. before they went all commercial.
Before the man got them.
Yeah, before they signed the big record deal.
Yeah.
Before that difficult second album. But that first album was
crack.
You're
an OG. Yeah.
I tell you, I am an original fan of the Spice Girls. You got your Wannabe. You got your Two Become One. You got your Say You'll Be There. All big tracks off the first album. Mama's off the first album. And the one they did for... It was a double A-side with Mama. What's the other one? Forget it. They're for Comic Relief. I have forgotten it.
It's a long time ago now.
We doing Waffle?
Yes.
It's ringing. Who am I ringing?
That's Limerick. That's Colm should be, yep.
Colm or Colm?
Hello.
Hello. Is it Cullum or Colum?
Cullum.
Cullum, how are you? Ray Foley calling from Today FM.
Hi, Ray. How are things?
I'm all right, love. How are you?
Good, good.
Have you had your breakfast?
Not yet, no. No.
What are you going to have, Cullum?
Full of porridge, I suppose.
Porridge. Warming, hearty, and that'll keep you going. Low GI as well, Cullum.
Yeah,
I worry.
All about the glycemic index is calling
it. It sure is. what's the crack? Do you want to say hi to anyone today?
Yeah, I'll say hi to my family, my wife on the way to Dublin, my daughter.
Hang on, they're on the way to Dublin?
No, my wife's on the way to Dublin.
Really?
Dublin working.
Okay. Yeah. Does she commute from Limerick?
She does. Well, not every day, but yeah, she's up and down.
Jinkies. And then she can do a certain amount of days at home as well, is it?
Yeah.
What does she do? Can you tell us?
She works at the Scouts.
The Scouts?
Yeah.
Cool.
You were in the Scouts, weren't you?
I was in the Scouts. I went to Ballyfin in 94. Cool story, Cullum, right? Were you in the Scouts yourself, Cullum?
I was, briefly.
Right, okay. What were you? A cub or a beaver or
cub,
what?
It was a cub, yeah.
A cub, yeah, fair enough. Good times. I think I still have my woggle somewhere. In a drawer somewhere. All right, anyway, enough about my woggle at this hour of the morning. Yeah. Do you want to do waffle? Forget waffle. Less woggles, more waffles. You're right.
I'm right.
All right. I've got a topic on the sheet. I've got five items. Match the five items I've got here. You win 1,000 big ones. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
Wishing you the very best of luck. Let's do this.
Today's waffle topic is...
Canadian celebrities. Go!
Canadian celebrities. Yeah. Bryan Adams. Trudeau. Alanis Morissette, Justin Bieber.
Oh, I never thought of him. Anybody else? That don't impress me much.
Will you stop?
Oh, Shania Twain.
Yeah. Come on, Cullum.
I'm thinking ice hockey, but I can't be finished there.
Yeah, of course, Bryan Adams is definitely on the list. He's always going to make him. Alanis Morissette, Bryan Adams, two dings there. Ding.
Trudeau and Bieber were good guesses. They were, yeah.
I said, we were playing this earlier on as we were putting the list together, Cullum. I said Justin Trudeau, and then JP got all thick with me.
He can blame me for that, Cullum. Sorry.
Because he said he's not a celebrity. He's a politician. But you're a politician, right. Could be a celebrity.
Oh, surely, yeah.
Yeah, you'd know him. So we got Bryan Adams, Alanis Morissette and Shania Twain. There's your three dings. However, Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool. Yeah, he's a Canadian. And the other one was Celine Dion, of course, representing.
Of course,
she represents France. Was it in
Switzerland? Yeah, even though she's Canadian.
She looks.
Speak Celine Dion fans at work.
You got Celine Dion fans at work.
I've been in trouble there.
Oh, they'll kill you.
They won't talk to you. You'll have to leave that job now, Cullum. Listen, thanks for taking the call this morning.
All right, thanks, Ray.
Cheers, love. All the best. Bye.
Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Hey, cheers.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. With the all-new Dacia Jogger. The seven-seater family car.
A poor man. Wife's on the way to Dublin.
You're going
to
be at me now, aren't you, about Justin Trudeau?
His poor wife on the road to Dublin, and she's going to be the only earner because he's to quit his job. Yeah. He was only taking part in a fun radio quiz bit. He was like, I'll ring in for the laugh. I might win €1,000. Not only did he lose €1,000, he's lost his job.
It's like a fork in the road moment, really,
isn't it?
Now. Tell you what, waffle. It's a serious business.
You gotta come in prepared to play. This isn't a game, guys. This is serious. Right, stay with us. Stay on Today FM. Sorry to call him. Stay on Today FM. I'm playing Jason Derulo, and we got a showbiz as well. Jason Derulo, take you dancing. Today FM, playing the music you love. Morning, it's Wednesday. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. The time check is 10 minutes to 8 o'clock. We were talking about Canadian celebrities earlier on Waffle. There's outrage on text, as always, indeed.
Sorry, I actually picked celebrities as opposed to politicians. Is that unreasonable?
Justin Trudeau, we made the observation, JP argued that Justin Trudeau is a well-known Canadian, but he's not a celebrity. He's, in fact, a politician. But a politician can be a celebrity.
Yeah, but not as much of a celebrity as Ryan Reynolds, for example. What?
0874-100-102. Jenny's over there. Jenny, good morning.
Hey, Jenny here.
Hi,
just
Jenny.
Let you know, don't listen to those people about Justin Trudeau. Very famous celebrity/politician, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Go on, guys.
Love the show.
Hey. Of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's Austrian. He's not Canadian, though, Jenny.
True.
So back in your box. So we're talking about celebrity politicians. Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan would have been one of the original.
Also an actor, yeah.
He was an actor and pivoted into governor initially of Canada, I believe he was governor, and then he became Boris Johnson, I suppose, would have been a celebrity in many ways.
Wasn't Jack Lynch a famous hurler? Don't quote me on that, right? Do not come for me for quoting that one.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show
with Disney Plus. Ready for your second course? Stream The Bear Season 2 exclusively on Disney Plus.
Today FM.
No, he was a tunnel. He was a tunnel.
Oh, yeah. The music there. Just give you enough time.
Shannon's in for Showbiz. Yes. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Speaking of outrage, forget the outrage and consternation about Waffle. There's outrage and consternation about Coldplay. Four gigs at the end of August next year and nobody can get tickets. Did you get tickets?
I got tickets. Oh, I know. Get out. I am one of those jammy people.
Everyone hates Shannon now.
I know.
How did you manage it?
So I didn't even get them. I had... Oh, no.
What?
I just realised I ruined the surprise. Jay, you're going to see Coldplay for your birthday. Oh,
Jay's not listening. Jay is a significant other.
He's listening. He's my boyfriend and he's tuning in. Oh no, it's his birthday on Friday.
The look on Shannon's face, I was like, what's wrong? Oh my God.
That penny dropped a long way. There was a gap.
Can I just say, we weren't supposed to talk about Coldplay, so that caught me off guard.
You
didn't
tell us not to say it.
Because I only registered now. I've got a 3 second delay on the brain. I'm a natural blonde.
Jay's gone to the Jacks.
Congratulations. Enjoy the gig, Coldplay. Happy birthday, babe.
That's a really nice thing to do. Well done.
Oh, thank you. Well, I have to give credit to my mom and my brother because they were the one that were stressing at home, getting the tickets, queuing for like 4 hours. With the pre-sale link that went out yesterday. So we got them in the end. The queue was like 60,000 people plus. So they were queuing for hours.
What is the story now with the tickets? So if you got a code, if you got a code originally, you got first dibs on the pre-sale, is that right?
Yeah, that was yesterday. So tickets are still going to go on sale as normal on Friday at 10 a.m. the 28th Friday, which is my boyfriend's birthday. Surprise, surprise. And there's two new dates out as well. So the 1st and 2nd of September. So you've got 4 days to choose from now.
Okay, so clarify for me. If you went on yesterday and all the tickets are gone.
Yes.
Were tickets for the extra dates being sold yesterday?
Yes, they were. But there's only a limited amount of tickets that go on sale in the pre-sale.
All the rest of them. Are there much more than went on sale? Going on sale on Friday.
I don't know the number exactly, but I know that there's still chances, but I'd say they'd be sold out definitely on Friday. So you'd want to be up bright and early, ready, have your laptop, your phone, everyone on board, yeah.
So to confirm, the only way to guarantee you've got a ticket for Coldplay
is to go out with
Shannon. Your name is Jay and you're going out with Shannon. Yeah, okay. All right,
so good luck again on Friday morning and fair play to Jay. Colour me jealous.
He actually just texted in there. He went, oh my God, I cannot believe we're going to Coldplay and laughing faces. Congrats, you're welcome.
Happy birthday. The best way to find out. And Lady Gaga's in showbiz as well this morning.
Yes, she is. Lady Gaga stars as Harley Quinn in the new Joker sequel coming out on the 24th of October. And apparently she wanted everyone to call her Lee while filming the movie on set. So she went full method acting. So the cinematography, is that his name? Cinematographer Lawrence Scherr said he felt that Lady Gaga either hated him or they hated each other until he was informed that she wanted to go by Lee. Soon as he started calling her Lee, everything changed and their connection just grew stronger.
Hang on a minute, but she's Harley, right? So Lee,
Harley Quinn.
So isn't
Harley?
Lee. So the Lee is the end of.
Must be.
But isn't it Harl? Isn't that what the nickname is?
In, right.
Either, well, from my experience, so they would have called her. And she would have called the Joker Mr. J. My pudding, my Mr. J. Looking forward to that. She's going to be brilliant in it. Shannon, thanks very much.
Thanks, Mel.
Enjoy Coldplay, Jay. This is the FM. Hold me. There's a place I go. Harry Styles and As It Was, you're on Today FM. Good morning, it's Wednesday. Ray Foley on 4 Ian Dempsey and it's 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. Your texts and your WhatsApps this morning, 0874 100 102. I'm shouting for the girls in green, actually. This is Kieran in Walkinstown in Dublin. Morning, Ray. I'm in work early, so I can take a bit of time off at 1 p.m. to watch the girls in green. From Kieran. So what, you're building up credit.
That's what you do, yeah.
It's very, very clever. So you can watch the match later on. Coy gig, I suppose, Kieran. And hey, Ray, the bed's the perfect temperature. I'm stuck. Please send help. Well, thoughts and prayers, babes. You got to send emergency services over there to try and dig her out of that bed. I hate it when the bed is just right. And the alarm goes off and it's just right. You're like, oh, I can't get out of this.
You've got to inch closer to the edge of the bed where it's cooler. And then eventually you'll topple out.
Michelle says, love the show. Hey, Michelle, what you got to do is you got to stick out the foot first, okay? Get that foot nice and cold. And then you can go for the lower leg, and get gradually move the extremities out of the duvet until you find yourself after about 45 minutes or thereabouts ready to get out of the bed and take on Wednesday. My alarm went off. Oh no, I woke up 1 minute. My alarm is set for 10 to 5 and I woke up at 4:49.
So, that's always annoying, isn't it? And then you're waiting for it to go off.
So I unplugged the phone and held the phone in my hand waiting for the alarm to go off with my eyes closed. And then the minute the alarm went off, I had the phone on the volume button. My phone is, do you have this on your iPhone? If the alarm goes off, if you hit any button, it puts the phone back in snooze, the alarm and snooze. So it's in my hand, eyes closed, lying in the dark. And it starts, and then you just hit the button instantly, that second.
You'll never react to anything faster.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
And now I've got another 9 minutes. And once again, hit the button. And it's the thumb is on the volume button. Ready to fire. Primed. Just reflex. So I stayed in bed an extra half an hour, pushing the button. Ridiculous. Ridiculous, carry on, guys. I'll pay for that later on. All right. Gift grub for your Wednesday morning. We're still waiting to find out if Ryan Tuberty will be allowed back on RTE. We're, breath baited. We're on the edge of our seats here, lads. While he waits for that decision, Ryan Tuberty's been keeping his options open by trying out some new gigs.
So, Ryan.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Well, here it is, folks. My full-time job, my full-time position in my current job is, shall we say, precarious.
Okay, so you'd like to try other options.
Yeah, so what have you got in terms of, you know, if push came to shove?
Yeah, okay, well, what about sales and retail and marketing, for example? Would you like to...
what about sponsorship? I love sponsorship.
No, but these guys are hiring at the moment.
Yeah, welcome to McDonald's. I'm Ryan. How can I help you?
What have you got there?
Coming up, we have a Big Mac and fries, a Galaxy Chocolate McFlurry, a selection of chicken McNuggets, delicious, and a piping hot apple pie.
Oh, just have a double cheeseburger and fries, please, there.
Double cheeseburger and fries, everybody!
And a large vanilla milkshake.
Steady.
What? Alex, what do you want?
Happy meal, Dad.
Oh, I didn't see him there. Alex, what age are you?
I'm 9.
9? Yeah. Alex, where are you from?
Meath, yeah.
9 years of age, it's Alex from Meath! Would you like a happy meal, Alex? Would you like a happy meal?
Why is he shouting, Dad?
And a nice little happy meal toy. Look at this. Happy meal book about kindness.
Ryan, can you move it along, please? The customers are lining up, they're waiting.
Oh, my producers are telling me we're stuck for time. Okay, so that's a double cheeseburger and a Happy Meal and a Happy Meal toy. Yeah. But you know what? I don't want to just give that to you, Alex.
Why not?
Because I've got one for everybody in the audience!
Ryan, you cannot give away the food for free. All I'm saying, Ryan, is that McDonald's are saying that's the only day in the last 50 years that they lost money.
Yep, I hear you. I hear you. Mea culpa. I accept that.
Okay, so let's get out of the commercial sector, okay? Well, what about the clergy?
I love preaching. Ladies and gentlemen, friends, we are gathered here today to celebrate the union and kindness between Derek from Swords, Derek.
How are you, Father Tuberty?
And Una from Clontarf. And what an evening we have in store for you folks. We're going to be hearing from the best man, Tony. Tony, ooh, steady, man. Tony. Our bridesmaids, Jenny, Sandra, Michelle. And not just that, tonight we're going to be joined live by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, all in the company of my house band. Whoa. Let's get this wedding started. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Archbishop said that it was a bit
too show busy, Ryan.
And I accept that.
And the Keith Barry's transubstantiation bit, the wine turning into the blood.
It's another mea culpa.
Okay, what about the health sector?
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Dr.
Coming up, Mrs. Maguire from Devonny Gardens. There she is.
Hello.
We'll be hearing all about her shingles.
What?
Tony from the Hoth Road will be telling us all about his ongoing problems with constipation.
Sorry, Ryan. Please.
And his long, long wait for a colonoscopy. Won't you, Tony?
Confidential.
And Alan, sitting right there. Alan will be telling me about how he contracted that embarrassing rash on his... Well, I think we can work that one out. Okay, what? Mr. O'Hurley, you're free to go.
Oh, thanks, Ryan.
Yeah.
Would you like to be paid, cash or card?
Have you heard about a barter account?
Today FM.
Nelly and City Sport. Ride with me today FM. I suppose that'd be more of a chip, a City Sport, wouldn't it?
Yeah, he's very quiet after his work with Nelly, wasn't he? He's very quiet after his work in that track.
Well, he was taking it easy. He's got to sleep. It's FM. Play the music you love. Morning. 8:20. No. Ray Foley offering Ian Dempsey. There's JP.
Morning.
The II's on the front of the Irish Times, actually. The II's have it. II captain. Dublin Zoo unveils lemur's new habitat. Would you look at that? He's a freaky looking boy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Very spiky hair.
This is the II. This is the new nocturnal house at Dublin Zoo. Opened yesterday lunchtime. And it's got the lemur, the II. Ooh, he's looking at you. He's got an intense stare.
His eyes follow you around the room.
I tell you, he'd give you a fright putting out the bins on a dark November night. Yeah. Jeez. What's that?
Yellow eyes.
This is him peeping out of the habitat. This is the male peanut and the female tahiri and their offspring. They're native to the island of Madagascar. And you can go check out the II yourself at the Nocturnal House at Dublin Zoo. Celebrating the opening. Actually, this weekend, they're going to have between 12 and 4, there's loads of festivities at Dublin Zoo. And to celebrate every day this week, we're giving you the chance to win a Dublin Zoo break with thanks to the Grafton Hotel and the zoo. For the 4-star Grafton Hotel is in the heart of Dublin, the perfect place to stay when visiting the city for a summer or weekend break. A lovely family prize, actually. We've got an overnight stay in a family room, full Irish breakfast, treats for the little ones on arrival, and an annual pass for Dublin Zoo for the whole family, for the whole year. If you want to get into win, all you got to do is listen out for a Dublin Zoo animal on the broadcast this morning, and when you hear...
Oh my God!
Jeez.
Down! Get down! No! Sit! Sit! Sit!
That's an obedient lion.
Good boy.
Very good.
Listen out for that lion later on. When you hear a text zoo, along with your name and where you're from, to 087-4100-102, we'll put you into win. We're playing the Jonas Brothers next.
The
right
Ian
here.
Dempsey Breakfast Show. With
Daniel. Mark Hogan, CFM Travel.
Well, thank you very much indeed, sir. JP and I went on a man date yesterday, actually. Yeah. Wasn't it lovely? Wasn't it lovely?
It was lovely, actually.
It's nice to get away, get a babysitter and just spend some Ray and JP time.
Just forget about work, you know, for a moment.
Just switch off and spend some quality time together. We went off at 11 o'clock yesterday morning to see Oppenheimer. It was good.
It was a good movie.
It was a good long movie. Yeah. It could have been about 45 minutes. I think they could have done it 45 minutes shorter.
I don't know if I'd see it again. I don't know if at my age I can spare another 3 hours.
I think it suffered as a result of this Barbie versus Oppenheimer hype. I think on any other week, we would have gone to see it and got, it's good. Mm. But because of all this mad hype about it, I wonder, is it the same with Barbie? Anyone who's seen Barbie, is it just good? Like, it's amazing. Neither of them are amazing, I don't think. It's just, in the Oppenheimer case, it's like, it's good. I can recommend it.
Yeah, go see it.
Yeah, worth checking out. We spent too long, and true enough, as I predicted yesterday, around about 12:15, started nodding off.
He did.
Right, weather-wise for Wednesday, mostly...
And plaques are popping up across Dublin City to acknowledge some of the capital's funniest moments. It includes The Man Who Hates Patrick's Day, that was filmed on Abbey Street, The Guy Who Fell on the Ice during the 2010 cold snap, I think that was Ryan Smithfield. And I don't know if you remember, Ray, Anne Grimes, who was interfering in a brawl on Talbot Street... And she says, famously, "I hear, leave it out."
I've got it here in your place.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I was wondering. I was like, is my audio corrupted?
You play your one then. Go on.
Okay. Yeah. One, two, three.
a bleed now.
Leave a bleed now.
So it's a, they're plaques, are they? With quotes on them that are going up.
Yes, so to commemorate where these things happened. So it's the Paddy Power Comedy Festival, which gets underway in the Ivy Gardens in Dublin tomorrow.
Ah,
so,
I got you. Right.
Yeah, it's always, there's always a string attached there, Ray.
Kevin,
you know,
McGahern did a very good, he from the point of view of the guy who fell on the ice.
I saw that, yeah.
Very, very funny.
His post-traumatic.
Yeah, it's like, yeah I'm the guy, you might remember me, I'm the guy who fell in the ice. Very good.
That's a sport I love more at nine.
Beautiful stuff. Loving your work, sir. Here, live it out. This was the woman trying to break up the fight in Dublin City a number of years ago now. Yep. We were on Today FM at the time, clearly.
Wow, well, that's a while back.
I'm digging through the hard drive at our historical folders. So I've got this for you. So hang on, this is the original. Leave a bleed now. And then there's this.
Ray Foley. On 100 to 102, Today FM.
Topical, yeah.
And then there was a teacher in Africa teaching a group of school kids.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember this
it's
one?
It's ringing a bell.
I'm guessing it's a video. I'm thinking it's a he. Sorry, you'll have to forgive me. So he's got he's teaching children, travelled abroad, teaching kids in Africa, it says here, and teach them how to speak English. And of course, they have to teach specifically the Dublin dialect.
Ray Foley. Playing the music you love.
For who? For me. All right. Pink Today FM, playing the music you love. Morning, it's 8:41. Raymond Foley on. For Ian Dempsey Esquire's boy, JP's over there.
Hi, Ray. I've just given you the wrong number. Ray, in terms of input, data input, could you take those digits there?
I love that. I love this.
It's a 5 instead of a 7 in the 08 business. What did you say? Sorry.
Sorry, what?
I thought I picked up something there in my headphones.
It's an 085, is it?
Yeah, it's an 085. Sorry. I think I said 7 to you like a
you
clown.
Did, you
yeah,
clown.
I'm an awful.
Which one? The bottom, is it?
The very bottom, yeah. Do you know what? This show was going along really smoothly and well until I made that boo-boo.
Clipping along at a fine pace it was. Actually, do you know what? Baby, you're not here for professionalism from us.
No.
And Ian's off. Professionalism, you're going to get the professionalism from German and Dave. Cheering on the girls in green in Australia. They're in Perth. Ireland playing Canada a little bit later on today. I'm actually kind of worried about German and Dave in Australia at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, because it's a long old stretch. It won't, depending how long Ireland are in, right? The boys are going to be over there, yeah?
True enough, yeah.
They're going to be over there for weeks and weeks. They're going to come back with Australian accents.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Dermot.
yeah, Dave?
Dermot. Have you seen Flathead down at the surf club?
Dermot. Dermot. I've got an idea.
Why does every sentence sound like a question?
Question. I'm going to change it to Dave's daggy jokes. Is that okay?
Dave is such a dag. Dermot, have you done your SATs?
Say stuff that suits the music.
Oh, I was in Fisher's office. I got detention.
Do you think they'll come back, Ray, and they'll have forgotten how to pronounce certain Irish places? Like they'll say County Meath, County Louth.
Louth. Dermot, can you stop with the didgeridoo?
Guys, want to do an outside broadcast in Erinsborough?
I'm just worried about the guys.
Yeah,
just
and worried. It's right to be. You're right to
I'm
be.
I'm going into Yabby Creek. I'm going into the city.
Are you taking the ute?
Dermot and Dave's Outbelieve Tour, thanks to Sky, proud partner and supporter of our women's national football team. Only on Today FM.
Let's hope that doesn't happen, yeah?
I'm dreading the day they come back. Old sing-song. It's ringing.
That's Athlone, Ray, if I'm correct.
Hi.
Hello, Athlone.
How do you pronounce your name? It's spelled S-I-N-E-A-D.
Shania. Hello, Shininiad.
I'll take the Coldplay tickets, thank you.
You want to go to Coldplay? Oh, there's a lion. I'm afraid the Lions, after eating your Coldplay tickets, mate.
I got it.
But instead,
how are you?
We'll send you to the zoo instead.
We'll take it.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Very good. What are you up to today, Anthony? Nice.
No, I'm going shopping.
Oh, very nice. What are you shopping for? Back to school? Not back to school yet, is it?
Of course, yes.
You're joking
really?
Me.
Mm, yeah, already, yeah.
Very organised lady. Yeah. Fair play to you, jinkers.
Yeah.
I'll go to the zoo later.
They'll
be grown out of the jumpers by the time they're actually going, by the time me.
Oh, no, don't tell me.
You're very organised. Fair play. Who have you got in school or going to school?
I have three.
Okay. That's it. Do you want to tell us their names? I have three, but I don't know their names. I don't know anything about them. I just know I need to buy three jumpers. I'm buying three jumpers all of the same size and let them fight it out on the 1st of September.
Exactly. One jumper between the three.
Only one of you gets a jumper. Fight! What are their names, Sinead?
Oh, God, I'm going to get killed for this. Kira, Evian and Jermot.
All right, okay. They can kill you after. Well, actually, they might be happy because we've got a family pass or an annual family pass for Dublin Zoo for you. This is all to celebrate the new Nocturnal House, which is open. Celebrations this weekend at Dublin Zoo as well. And we've got an overnight stay in a family room at the Grafton Hotel in Dublin City Centre. Full Irish. We've got treats and the Dublin Zoo family pass. So enjoy that, won't you?
Oh, we will. Thank you so much.
No bother. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
All right.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Love the show, Sinead. She's aye. There, I'll play you too.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Blair Park Live, Today FM, playing the music you love. We are done. Sammy, Dermot and Dave, live from Australia, on the way next. But there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah, we didn't get to do Pork Life, where Park Life band Blur announced that they've been signed up as ambassadors for Bord Bia. Oh, I did not know this. Damon and the boys say there are lots of ways to enjoy pork, from gammon steaks to a pork stir fry to barbecued spare ribs. That's Pork Life. We didn't get to do Emily Blunt Force Trauma, where Oppenheimer star Emily Blunt tells us she's learnt all about blunt force trauma by watching old episodes of CSI.
Yeah.
And we didn't get to do Pull Up a Pew, where we challenge Oppenheimer star Florence Pugh to see who can do the most pull-ups in Pull Up a Pew. Maybe let's do that tomorrow. We're on from 6 a.m. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.